Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We want it to be done swiftly. We don't want politics to play a part in this. We just want justice for my son, Eric.
That's Gwen Carr, whose son Eric Garner was killed by police in Staten Island after being put into a chokehold for selling untaxed cigarettes. On Monday afternoon, 4 years after Garner was killed, the New York Police Department announced it would move forward with internal disciplinary proceedings against two of the officers involved in Garner's death. It's a step towards accountability for the family and for the Black Lives Matter movement, which emerged at the center of the fight for justice for Garner. Erica Garner, Eric's daughter, largely led that fight from within Black Lives Matter until she died suddenly last December. Patrice Cullors is co-founder of Black Lives Matter, and she joins me now to talk about the movement for social and racial justice in the 5 years since founding the organization in July 2013. Patrice, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been 5 years. I almost can't believe it, that much time has passed. How do you feel looking back at 5 years of this movement?
I feel grateful. I also feel like we have a long ways to go. I feel like Black Lives Matter offered an opportunity for Black communities, especially those of our communities who are poor. Those are communities who have been impacted by the everyday policing, to stand up and fight back and to say enough is enough. And I think we've accomplished so much of that.
Let's talk a little bit. In the introduction, we talked about Eric Garner's death and that we are seeing some disciplinary action come, but it's coming 4 years after Eric Garner's death. And we're also seeing the case evolving in Chicago over the past couple of days. Are these things indicators that Black Lives Matter generally has had an impact, or is there much more that needs to be done?
I think it's both. The fact that even 4 years later, this case is still an issue has everything to do with the people on the ground in New York and across the country and across the world who said justice for Eric Garner. The fact that there are folks in the streets of Chicago, really led by BYP 100, Charlene Carruthers, who's the co-founder and also the national director of that organization, her and her members are out in the streets. And it's important that we have kept ourselves alive even when the entire, administration, Trump administration, has been receiving all the media coverage.
Now, of course, 5 years ago, I'd love if you could tell us a little bit about what you and Opal Tometi and Alicia Garza, who were the three women who really came up with the hashtag Black Lives Matter, what was happening at that moment? I think this happened in the shadow, sadly, of the Trayvon Martin killing, and then we had Ferguson, right?
That's exactly right. In 2013, when George Zimmerman was acquitted of Trayvon Martin's death, I was in shock. Many of us were. We believed some sort of justice was going to happen, but instead, George Zimmerman got to go home. And I didn't want that to be the period of the story. Alicia Garza said Black Lives Matter. I put a hashtag on it, and Opal Tometi joined us in developing out what would then become this generation's call to action.
And, there are some folks who say, well, it's been Black Lives Matter has lost some of its urgency or some of its impact. There were some reports about a year and change ago that said that there was some infighting in the movement. How do you see the development of this movement, which doesn't have, so some of our listeners know, doesn't have a central office? It's not sort of centrally located in one place. So how do you see the development of Black activism, I guess, more broadly with this moniker of Black Lives Matter? Is it losing traction? Is it evolving into something different?
I think that's a great question. One, it's every good movement, every good organization evolves. It doesn't stay the same. The people in it don't stay the same. And so Black Lives Matter has gone from, a phrase to a hashtag to a protest movement. We're also an organization of 40 chapters, not just in the United States, but in Canada and the United Kingdom. Black Lives Matter is looking at how do we take on elected officials? How do some of us become elected officials? Black Lives Matter is looking at fighting for legislation. And we're also we also understand that protest is absolutely important and necessary when it comes to fighting for democracy.
And of course, we're also in a moment of large-scale protests, not just in Black Lives Lives Matter, but we saw this at the Women's March. We're seeing this now with the crisis at the southern border. There are rallies for immigration. I mean, there are Americans are really exercising their right to protest. Do you think the Black Lives Matter protests in particular had a role in shaping this new wave of activism we're seeing in the United States?
Most definitely. Black Lives Matter set the foundation for how we fight in this generation, for whether it's the Women's March or Me Too, or the fight to keep families together. This movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, set the tone for generations to come.
Patrice Cullors is the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement. Patrice, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.